All right, welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Special blessings be upon you on this day and always. Today's theme is new callings. And as we read our scriptures, there is story after story after story of new beginnings and new callings upon people's lives. And we hear from Luke chapter 1, 46 and following of Mary's new calling as she's called to birth the Savior into the world, where Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and uplifted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." Yes, for Mary, her soul was magnifying the Lord, and she was seeing the new thing that God was doing in her life and in the life of the world. And it's quite powerful as it was waking her up to what it is that God would unfold in her life and how this Savior would bring abundant life, resurrection life to the world. Well, as we look upon this theme, again, like last week, I talked about youth. We're reminded how the innocence of children and their joy and their voice, how that can still shape us today. Mary being a very young woman, a teenager, and singing this testimony. Yes, the children among us can lead and inspire us. So let's hear from this news reporter in a fun video, audio that you get to hear on new callings for young people today.
Kylie here with a quick news update from Faith News Network for Kids. We're here to bring you good news stories of people sharing God's love with others, right here, right now. But first, it's time for our weather break. Let's go to me, Kenzie, for an update. How's the temp out there, Kenzie?
It's cold. Back to you, Kenzie.
Thanks, Kenzie. Keep warm out there. And now for our top story. We all know that God calls us to use our gifts to help others. Well, we have got a great example of that kind of generosity right here in Minnesota. Meet Addie Heckoff from Chanhassen. Addie is 12 years old. She loves doing all kinds of crafts and has been sewing since she was in second grade. So what has she been up to for the past few months? Nope, she's not sewing Hawaiian shirts for hamsters or winter jackets for ukuleles. But if you guessed beautiful face masks for little kids in need, you guessed right. Addie learned how to sew face masks from a YouTube video last summer, and she started by making one-of-a-kind masks for her friends and neighbors to brighten their day. But then she got a great idea. What if she could bring a smile to a whole bunch of little bitty faces? Her local elementary school has almost 500 students, and each student has exactly one face, and that's a lot of masks. What if some of those students didn't have enough masks at home? Addie got right to work. The first day, she made 25 masks. That's a lot of masks. Addie gave all of her masks to the elementary school to hand out to kids who forgot their masks, or lost it, or spilled chocolate milk on it. Addie chose bright, beautiful patterns from every color in the rainbow to make the little kids smile. The school principal was very happy to get the masks and share them with the kids. Now, let's think for a minute about what Addie did. Each mask she made only used a little piece of fabric, and each one took her less than 30 minutes to make. But every Every one of her masks is a special gift for a little kid who might be having a tough day. She used her gift and little bits of fabric she had at home to spread joy. And in the end, she made a big difference for a lot of people. And that's exactly what God calls us to do. Look around us to see what gifts and resources we have and then find ways to use them to help people in need. Plus, Addie showed us that kids can be just as generous and determined as adults when it comes to helping others. From all of us here at Faith News Network, don't forget, God is good all the time. Amen.
Yes, God is good all the time. And we shout out, amen. Well, for her in her story, talking about kids helping kids, that's an inspiration. And again, in our world, we want to look for the helpers to see where that help is coming from, where that new life is coming from. And we just keep on going. And that's where joy in life is spread in abundance. And so for you, when you think upon your childhood, how is childlikeness a force in your own calling? How is that childlike voice, childlike faith, a force in your own calling? Two, Mary's praise that she sung out there in the Gospel of Luke is focused on issues of justice. Why do you think that particular voice and focus captured Mary? Spend a little time thinking of her life, thinking of what she'd have to undergo, thinking about the transformation that there is there in the world, and think deeply of how that's shaping her. And then when you feel stirred toward a new calling, do you mostly feel excitement or mostly feel anxiety and stress? When you feel stirred toward a new calling, do you mostly feel excitement or mostly feel anxiety and stress? And be honest about that, and then begin to ask God to move in your life, to speak into that situation and to mold and shape and inspire you forward. Because all of us are called through the awakenings of today's world. And so I want to end today with this prayer. Creative God, in this very moment, you're calling each one of us to magnify your good news. Like Mary, you formed us to be bold, to lift up the lowly and cast down the powerful in order to make the world a more just place for all. So awaken our senses as you awaken these children to the people and places most in need of your presence. Focus our attention, particularly to the margins, those who are too often forgotten, and gift us with the courage to go out with haste and to embrace the new callings emerging from the world today. And God's people say, amen. Yes, may you consider your callings, the callings of all people, to listen, to pay attention, to discern, and then to be on the move, bringing about hope and life into this world. All right. Good day.